Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So, family, I have been debating, is it Cara or is it Kara? We'll find out after this song. Here she is, Kara, Cara, Nicole, You Still Love Me.
I turned around, I see you standing there. I looked into your eyes, I see you love me still. So I come running to your arms. You still love me. You don't see my wrongs. You look past them, and your grace holds me now. You still love me.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so embarrassed that I have been mispronouncing your name all this time. It's Kiara Nicole, right?
Yes.
Now, I can't be totally at fault. I mean, it's spelled K-A-R-A, isn't that Kara?
Right. There's definitely two ways that many people pronounce it, and so you're just fine. No problem. But it is. I prefer Kara. Kara Nicole.
Kara, but your name is Kiara.
No, it's Kara.
It's Kara. Oh, okay, so it's Kara. Okay, I'll work on that. But nonetheless, nonetheless, welcome to Real Gospel. It's a pleasure and an honor
having you
with us. Yeah, yeah. So I'm loving your music. You still love me. You are a songbird. I've got to say it. And I say that for people. I can tell when people just love to sing. And you're one of those individuals. That's why I call you a songbird. So for the listeners who are not familiar with you and your music and your ministry, tell us and tell them where you're from and how you first came into the knowledge of loving the Lord and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I was born in Austin, raised in San Antonio. And at the age of 5 is when I really began to really understand the Lord. Church was always something that our parents made us go to, grandma made us go to, so church was always in me. But, you know, you have to not just go to church, you have to develop that relationship with Jesus Christ. And so just from a young age, I believe the Lord put an old spirit in a young little body. And I've always believed that because many people always said, man, you're far beyond your years. And I was only 5 years old. And what I mean by that is probably because I had to go through this point in my life where I had like a faith journey. And it was when I was 13 years old, because at 5, I was tone deaf. At least my friends were always saying, Kara, you know, you're not singing the right notes in choir. What's wrong with you? You know, you should probably sing, you know, a little bit lower so nobody can hear you kind of thing. But I just felt that tug inside me, the music. And I said, well, Lord, you know, my friend's telling me that everything's not sounding right. You got to fix this. And I remember praying a prayer at 5 and said, Lord, well, I learned that you are God and you're sovereign and you created me. So would you please rewire my vocal cords for me? And it was a simple prayer. I'll never forget. I prayed that prayer. Nothing happened overnight for me. But I believe that God really was truly testing me as I got older. Up until my 8th grade year of middle school, believe it or not, I was 13 years old, headed to, you know, 9th grade. And I really didn't want to go to the high school that was chosen for me, you know, public school. I really didn't want to go for some reason. And so God changed the whole atmosphere of my life. That summer is where I started what I call my faith journey, to where he allowed me to learn about an academy that was up in Pennsylvania, Pine Forge Academy. And it was a boarding Christian academy, and so it's tuition-based. And I was like, well, I already know I'm not going to go there, you know. And the thing that really wanted to go was that it was, you know, they would train you vocally and music and all of that. So I was like, oh, this is it. You know, I'm going to get trained. I'm going to help, you know, so that I can further this pull within me. And sure enough, parents, you know, they're like, we don't have the money. You're not going. You know, it's too far away. Never left Texas in my whole life. But I just believed God at 13. I said, well, Lord, you're telling me to go to this place, so, you know, provide for me. And that is exactly what he did. He told me, sit down, get a pen and paper and a calculator. And that's what I did. He said, hey, you know, ask, what was it, 20 people to give $50 a month, and people just came from left and right, you know, wanting to help me go to this academy. And they kept giving for 4 years straight, so I was able to graduate, and I got the proper training to be able just to polish the gift that I really felt that was within me that God had given me. And when I graduated, I started writing songs. And it would just be in my personal time with God. And so a lot of people, when they hear my music, they'll say, hey, you know, this sounds like heart music. And I said, that's exactly what I would say it is, because it comes out of my heart when I'm in worship. and when I have that one-on-one time with God. So that's pretty much my journey up into where I am. I've been singing professionally since 2012, and then I met my husband, who is my manager, and we've been, you know, just in the ministry, you know, in that harvest, trying to win souls for the Lord. So that's me. That's Karen Nicole.
Amen. So that's a very powerful testimony. Give some words of encouragement to, I guess, anyone who has, what did you say? You had something going on with your hearing? Was that a diagnosis?
Yes.
What was that in particular?
I never went to a doctor and got diagnosed for tone deaf, but I mean, I stayed in the choirs, and even our choir director, it didn't matter who, you know, anytime I opened my mouth to sing, somebody would say, "Carrie, you're off. Carrie, you're just off." So that was so discouraging, because I wanted to sing so bad. You know, I really felt I was supposed to be singing. But, you know, and if anyone else is feeling like that, you know, definitely be in prayer about it, because sometimes not everybody's called to certain gifts, you know, and you got to have that spirit of discernment. Have your ears open, your heart open, that the Lord may have another path for you if it's not singing, or maybe being a musician, you know, an instrumentalist or something like that. Not everyone is a vocalist, and I had to even come to terms with that, but when the Lord opened the way for me to go get training, and then he kind of corrected my hearing, I said, oh, okay, well, then I was right about this, Lord, and I just continue to seek God. And that's the biggest thing about, you know, I would give advice to anybody, just continue to seek God for whatever questions or concerns you have, because he says, you know, cast your cares on me. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to show you the way, and I know I'm a testimony. He did it for me.
Amen. That's an awesome testimony, and wow, I just, you're right. That's the spirit of discernment and knowing when God has called you to do something and walking forth in your purpose, in your power, and in your purpose. So, how did you get a record deal? Walk us through that process. How did you go from being trained in music, which is awesome, to just being able to have your ministry reach thousands upon thousands upon hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people?
Yeah, it's truly been an amazing experience. Like I said, I met my husband in 2012, and he was actually a CEO of a record label called Size and Ink Records, which helped produce my first album entitled just Karen Nicole. And meeting him and working with him, and then there was another producer there as well, and we just kind of gelled. And you know, I went to the same church that my husband went to, and we were working with the youth ministry, and he saw how passionate I was. I was music minister at our church currently. And then from there, he said, you know, I also do this, you know, and are you interested in serving the community and getting your music out? And he didn't know I wrote music. He just thought I was, you know, a worship leader at church. But when I showed him my journals full of music, he said, oh, my Lord, you know, we got to get this out so it can be encouraging to the body of Christ. I said, hey, you know, I'm all for it. That's been my dream. I've always wanted to record. And we just came together, and it just worked seamlessly, you know, since that point. And the Lord blessed him to, you know, be my husband, be my manager, and everything just worked out. We have a beautiful children, 3 children, and 2 boys, 1 girl. So the Lord has just really blessed our ministry to be able to flourish and hopefully reach as many as he sends us to.
Amen. You've got our support here. Your song, You
Thank
Still
you.
Love Me, You're Welcome, is an awesome song. And the CD project is called He's Coming Back. What's going on with this project? What can we expect from it?
Well, this project, you know, I know a lot of people. I know if you look on the news, there's a lot of things going on in the world. And I wanted to just put a project together that would encourage, that would talk about some of the issues. And then, you know, just kind of uplift the spirits. Because I think there's just kind of like a shadow over the world right now. It's just of doubt. People have lost hope. You know, and some are questioning even God. You know, hey, is he even existing? Why is he allowing all this? And so you'll find songs on there talking about, like, for instance, one's called Love Knows No Color. And that was just the heart of saying, you know, if we all had love for one another, truly, truly, we would look past racism and you know, different kind of differences that we have going on that are causing all this violence and stuff. And also, You Still Love Me, you know, there's many out there that feel that they've done too much to where God can't forgive them. And that is just a cry from my heart when I felt that way. And God said, no, honey, I've never left you. You know, I will always love you. I still love you, even while you feel this way. And so, you know, there's some powerful, encouraging songs on there.
Amen. You know, when I look at your title, He's Coming Back, I just, it immediately brings me to a realization that sometimes as Christians, we forget that, you know, Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is.
It just, you know what I mean? I mean, we do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
take a long time,
yeah.
Because you know, we're human, but the scriptures say, you know, hey, 1,000 years are as a day to him, one day to him. So if you think about it, and I was talking to my kids about it, he's only been gone 2 days in his eyes. You know, when you love someone, you're not going to be gone that long. If the scriptures, you know, if that's the true way to understand that verse, you know, but it's just amazing. We're human, and it feels like forever, you know, because we're having to go through persecution and stuff like that and be tested and tried. So it feels forever.
You know, that'll preach right there. You say he's only been going two days, and our eyes, it was his eyes, our eyes has only been 2 days. That'll
yeah.
preach. I could tell you spent some time with the youth, because that's, you broke that down right there. Yeah, I like that. So I appreciate you giving us your time. I know that you're extremely busy. And so give a shout out really quick to your church and the individuals that have invested in this project with you.
Oh, man. I want to definitely give a shout out to my main producer, Levester White. He's just awesome. Also, Sean Bird. He always helps me out with the bass. We got Christopher Spivey. He's always helping us out with the keyboard. Of course, my husband. We even have the babysitters, amen. We have the babysitters
yeah.
that help us with our children. I want to shout out to them, because if without them, you know, many times we'd be bringing the kids along, which is fine, but sometimes you have to go without them. And so we praise God for our babysitters as well, grandmas, and for the most part, you know, our church family is Philam International here in San Antonio, Texas, and we worship there every weekend. So we're just blessed. We don't have too big of a team, but we have just exactly what we need for where God has us right now, and we pray that we'll grow, and we pray that, you know, the Lord will definitely increase the ministry, like you said, to reach the masses. So we're gonna just keep our heads to the plow, you know, and keep going. So.
Amen. So Kira, is it? See, did I get it right?
You got it better.
Okay, I'm getting. I'm
it's Kara.
Kara. Okay. All right, Kara. Where can the listeners find out more about you and get your music and all that good stuff? Your Instagram, your Facebook.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
If you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I am Kara Nicole for God. Kara, KARANICHOLE, the number 4, and then God, GOD. I also have a website where you can kind of find everything. You can find my music. You can buy the music, the albums that are out. You can even see where I'm at if I'm in a city near you. And that website name is Kara Nicole, KARANICHOLE. I have an H in my Nicole. So if you can't find me, you might have forgot the H. So just add the H in the Nicole and you'll find me. And I'd love to maybe see you guys at a show one day.
So. Yeah, yeah. You all listening to her, make sure that you support her music ministry. Have you ever been a praise and worship leader?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
I served, yes.
Okay. Well, see, there it is. And so you wear many hats. So therefore, they know that they will get a full-blown ministry from you. Are you speaking and
yes.
teaching and preaching yet?
Oh, yes. I'm a girls' life coach. I do a many women ministries, the young women ministries as well. I have a passion for the girls, just so I can tell them, you know, my story and give them my testimony as I shared today about faith and just being a young lady in today's society. Also, you know, I'm praying about becoming a speaker as far as for more bigger congregations as God leads me in the word and gives me the word to preach. And I play the guitar and just trying to continue to polish all the gifts that he's allowed me to operate in. So,
Amen. Kara is already done. Kara Nicole, everybody. And I got it right. Finally, I had to spell it. I had to write it down ebonically to get it. So, yay. Kudos to me. Listen, thank you so much for joining us in Real Gospel. And you have our love and support from this program always.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.